The recent Reigate and Banstead Rights competition for school students aged 10 to 14 attracted more than 400 entries. Stories had to be 1,000 words long and set in the local area. The judges had a hard time deciding on the winners. Ben Hermans in Year 8 at St. Bede's in Redhill, and Ben won the secondary competition with his reimagining of Tolkien's Lord of the Rings as a journey beginning in Reigate and almost literally being derailed. Susie now presents The Lord of the Rails by Ben Herman, read by David Jay.
The Lord of the Rails. Chapter 1. A Long Delayed Journey. Deep in the heart of the Shire, also known as Surrey, was a sleepy village called Reigate. In this quiet town lived a grumpy hobbit called Mr. Frodo Baggage Rack. Mr. Baggage Rack was grumpy because he didn't work in the Shire. He worked in a far-off and dark, shadowy realm called London. To get to this dismal place, he used the season ticket of power, but a shadow had fallen across the Shire, the shadow of the Southern Rail Strike. Chapter 2. Three is Company. One morning, fellow commuter Mr. Gandalf the Going Grey came to Mr. Baggage Rack's three-bedroomed, Victorian hobbit hole.
"The season ticket of power is growing weak. It must be carried to the Great Tower at London Bridge and cast into the Ticket Refund Office of Doom. This is your quest, Frodo."
"How am I supposed to do this alone?" asked Frodo.
"But you will not go alone. You will go with me and your fellow commuter, Mr. Sam Notwise, who works in Bermondsey."
Chapter 3. A Shortcut to Redhill Station. Frodo, Sam Notwise, and Mr. Gandalf the Going Grey left their hobbit hole in Reigate and started on the long walk to the bleak, grey station that is known as Redhill. They marched down Lesbourne Road and then lit a fire and sang a song. They turned into Chart Lane, where they lit a fire and sang a song. Then they marched into the A25, and lit a fire and sang a song. The morning had grown quite long by the time they reached Redhill Station. At the gate of the station was a sign, written in a barely legible script.
"Is it Elvish?" asked Frodo.
Mr. Gandalf read it aloud.
"One train to carry them all. Other trains, you can't find them. One train to bring them all, in commuting hell to bind them."
"Does that mean there's a replacement bus service?"
asked Sam, not wise.
"Fool of a hobbit," said Gandalf, the Going Grey.
Book 2. The 2 Hours. Delayed Journey. Chapter 1. The Delayed Departure of Boromir and Others. The company of the rails stood on a desolate, grey, cold plain.
"This must be Platform 2. said Gandalf the Going Grey.
Mr. Frodo Baggage Rack was already looking tired.
"It's the weight of this ticket. It feels like it weighs 2,000 pounds.
"Can't I carry it for you?"
said Sam, not wise.
"No," snapped Frodo. "It's my precious season ticket. Get your own."
They waited. Then waited some more. Then they lit a fire and sang a song. Frodo looked up from the fire.
"There's a fell voice in the air. Listen,
Southerner, sorry to announce that the 12:55 Southern service to London Bridge, calling at Rohan, Gondor, East Croydon, Clapham Junction and Rivendell, has been cancelled, owing to industrial action."
So the fellowship waited, and waited some more. Then they lit a fire and sang a song. Chapter 2. The Isengard. The sun sank, and the shadows grew long. Out of the gloom a train appeared.
"Oh, no!" exclaimed Frodo. 12 carriages were promised, yet only 2 appear.
And alas, these 2 already carry a great host!"
cried Sam, not wise.
"Courage!" exclaimed Gandalf, the Going Grey. "We shall seek refuge in first class."
The company stood, for there were no seats in first class. Suddenly Frodo pointed with a look of great fear.
"Look out!
We're about to have our ticket inspected by the Isengard.
Tickets of power, please, demanded the Isengard.
Gandalf the Going Grey stood in the doorway to first class and bellowed at the Isengard,
You shall not pass!
I really do need to see your ticket of power, or you'll have to get off at East Croydon, said the Isengard.
Gandalf turned to Frodo and Sam Notwise.
Run, you fools!
No!
Cried Frodo, as Gandalf the Going Grey was swept from the train onto Platform 2 at East Croydon. Book 3. The Return of the Fare. The train ground on through the wastelands of South London. The walls of the line were sprayed with strange elvish runes. In the distance loomed the great tower at London Bridge, a vast evil shard of steel and glass.
This season ticket is evermore a burden, said Frodo. I can feel every one of its £2,000. I can't wait to cast it back at the ticket office of doom.
After much delay, the train ground into London Bridge. The company left the train amid a vast host of tired and grumpy commuters. They came to the black ticket gate, where they were faced with an inspector the size of a cave troll.
We have travelled from the Shire and are more than 2 hours late.
You can claim compensation via the delay and repay website,
growled the cave troll.
But that's harder to navigate than the mines of Moria. I can't be bothered. Anyway, I want a total refund.
The company struggled on to the ticket office, where there was a 3-hour queue of angry commuters, all seeking a refund. One by one, their season tickets were cast into the fiery pits whence they came, until cracks started to appear in the crumbling structure of Southern Rail, and with a huge crash, London Bridge also fell.
At last, said Frodo, the railway's being renationalised. Now we just have to get home.
You've been listening to the prize-winning story The Lord of the Rails by Ben Herman, read by David Jay. The programme was produced for Suzy Radio by David Jay and Katie Harvey. The organisers and judges of Reigate and Banstead Rights would like to thank everyone who submitted an entry to this year's competition.